trying to distinguish between the father of the congregation and his tasks is like a Gnostic unbelieving play. So the pastor is the visible symbol of the congregation by being a image of Jesus. What does that mean? He's just a Christian man who stands in front so everyone can be like, well, that's a Christian man. That's his job. To have everyone be able to say, that's a Christian man. You want to put a woman up there. Guess what they can't say anymore? They can't say that's a Christian man. They have to say that's a Christian woman. You are changing the substance of the primary role of the father figure in the congregation into a mother figure. This will have dynamic and seismic effects on everybody and everything over time. So, you know, distinguishing between, well, you can read the epistle, but not the gospel. Like, you're so far in the weeds, you've lost. And that's, so how would I respond to this? You've lost. You've lost. Unless your congregation is going to resist, you've lost. Your church body is going to continue to go down a higher critical road in which scripture is pick and choose to support what we've already decided. And at some point, they're going to reject the cross of Jesus Christ at some point. It doesn't mean they have yet. But it's kind of like, you know what? I got the temple in Jerusalem, but I'm going to go worship at those high places too. How long until the temple falls down? Different places, different reflections of that. But that's what this is. So how would I respond to my church body doing this? I probably would continue to ignore my church body. Continue to ignore my church body. Now, do I entirely ignore my church body? No. But how do I view my church body? I view them as a really good effort to try to work together towards some common unity based upon the Bible, in which institutionally we're in free fall and collapse because the American agenda has taken over all institutions built pre-2020, and you cannot rely on any of them to take any stand on anything. And so I'm counting the days until the finances run out. I don't want that to happen. Everyone knows it's going to happen. The finances are going to run out. The demographics are going to run out. And the system that we've built isn't going to be able to sit up there and make pronouncements about what it wants us to do anymore. And since no one's been listening as a whole to those pronouncements for 30 or 40 years, and the reason I know that is because some people are worshiping with rock and roll guitar and some people are worshiping with organ. It doesn't matter who's in charge and what they say is good. People just do whatever they want anyway. That's been going on for since long before I was in the pastoral role. So what I do is I continue to do what is good. Now, would this make me change my views on communion fellowship with other LCMS members? Yes. That would probably be the biggest change that would happen is if we put this in, if I have a visitor from another LCMS church and they say, hi, I'm from blah, 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 blah. I'd like to commune today. I'd have to say, so, is your pastor a man? And they're like, well, our pastor's a man. We also have a pastoral counselor. Oh, so you have a pastor that's a man and a woman. Okay. Yeah, you have both. No, it's a pastoral counselor. Okay. No, please don't commune today. Now, I wouldn't say it like that. I would never be that forward, but it would get to that point in the conversation. Okay. Or I would have to use this opportunity to say, you have abandoned the faith. You don't know it yet. And you might still go to heaven. But the move you just made has rejected the distinction between male and female. You can't even say what a male or a female is, like Supreme Court justices and things, right? You can't even tell the difference anymore. Otherwise, you would know that it's silly to have anybody who is not a man stand up and be the father of the congregation. And the fact that we have a bunch of confessional Lutherans in the Missouri Synod, like, well, the pastor is not the father of the congregation. It never says it in the Bible. So that's why we're vulnerable, guys. That's why we're vulnerable. We're so afraid of the clergy leading, right? That now we've rejected the order of creation. The reason a pastor has to be a man is because in any group of humans, there's got to be a man who is the visible father, the symbol. Otherwise, it collapses. It collapses. Look at the British Empire. One queen this whole time. One queen. Think of when she took power. And not to say that Elizabeth wasn't able to do whatever she did, but again, it set a mark. Right, set a mark. Can kings collapse things too? Yes, they can, absolutely. But again, if you take the good and then they abuse it, that doesn't mean the good isn't good anymore. Jesus was a man. It's not about me personifying Jesus in some cosmic way. You don't have to go there. Jesus was a man. Could Jesus have died on the cross as a woman for the sins of the world? The answer is no. If you say the answer is yes, you do not believe in male and female. Jesus was very clear. He quoted Moses from the beginning, made them male and female. That's really the only thing you need to know. Even marriage in the future, not so sure. A little different. Seven husbands in this life? Sure, fine, whatever. You're going to be like the angels. But male and female, what God joined together, let no man separate. Very, very clear. And what this is a direct attack on that through the side. And if you can't see that, then you're going to lose the attack. And that's, so that's again, what's my response to it? You guys have lost already. It's sad. It's sad. So what do you do? Come out from her. I don't know. I don't know what you do. What would I do? Again, I would start dividing within my church body. I wouldn't go and just quit the church body as if that's going to fix anything. The church body is nothing. The church body is a story about taxes and health plans. That's all it is. If it were actual unity, we'd be unified. We're not unified. So I don't pretend that it's a real fellowship. When I have someone who visits, I do ask them whether they're going to a Lutheran church because I know they're going to be taught the small catechism still. They still have, even the guys who don't believe in it still teach it. So there is that, okay? But that's getting tougher and tougher too. It really is. So at some point, you have to acknowledge that the church body is a story we're telling ourselves to try to work together. And that's not wrong, but you shouldn't pretend the story is better than it is. And if the story becomes officially wrong, again, you have to start drawing lines locally, which is where they should be drawn in the first place, the strongest anyway. I can't believe this is still a fight. It's like it's so evident what this did to other church bodies already that if you're like a conservative body and like it's 2022 and you're like, you know, now's a good time to start doing women's stuff in the church. Like, what kind of loon are you? You're such a bigot. You should have been gone a long time ago with one of these other churches. Why are you coming in this? And this shows you how much it is the devil's plan. Like, he can't bear to have one little corner where patriarchy remains. Why? Because he hates the Father. Who's the Father? God. God the Father. He hates that idea. Yeah? And God the Son. Not God the Daughter. God the Father. God the Son. Oh, are men? Is Fisk saying men are better than women? See, again, you don't even have the right to have a conversation since you're just going to scoff. I don't engage you at that point. No, I didn't say men are better than women. I said they're different. It's that simple. They're different. And what you see in God saying, man, pastor, the people, by reading scripture and preaching, women don't do that, is God saying, remember that you're different. 1 Corinthians 11, I want you to know this one thing. I don't care what you do with your hair. Wear a head covering if you want, but don't forget the head of Christ is God, the head of man is Christ, and the head of woman is man. Don't forget that. You'll lose everything if you forget that. It's a Trinitarian issue.